Algernon, we're kicking things off this week talking about some reporting you have done on a report that NMSU is planning to privatize the $40 million portfolio of auxiliary services. What can you tell us?
This is a broad range of services that the university currently performs under the umbrella of auxiliary services. This goes from main campus custodian and maintenance services, running the residence halls, running the Corbett Center Student Union, dining services, student ID cards, just a whole gamut of services, including the bookstore, which is currently managed by Barnes & Noble. So all of the third-party contractors that are providing some of these services have their contracts expiring at the end of June 2020. And as part of the new university leadership's strategic framework, they want to explore ways to do more private-public partnerships. They call them synergies, but basically these are private operators working with public property or public services and applying what they call an entrepreneurial filter.
Okay, so what did the university tell you?
Well, the university didn't want to talk about this because what they said to me was that they didn't have anything to add to the public document. So I should tell interested citizens how I learned about this, which was there is actually a website through the university where they list all of their procurement documents. These are things like referrals for information, and that's just where you're looking for some market research. Requests for proposals. Hey, we're thinking about issuing a contract like this. Businesses that qualify should send in proposals to see how much, maybe how they could do it or how expensive it would be. Referrals for, you know, bids. This is an actual procurement process. All these documents are public and they're posted on a website. And so I got this scoop just by reading a bunch of documents online.
Okay, now this part of the university employs a lot of students. Any information on how they may be impacted with this move towards privatizing this part of the university in regards to student employment?
That's an important question. Auxiliary Services is the leading on-campus employer of student workers. This is how a lot of students help make it work coming to college. Now, the referral for information does tell potential contractors or consultants, we want to make sure that we still have an avenue for students to work and be employed. Nonetheless, are there public employees that will now either be out of a job or will be private employees working for a private employer? That matters, and that changes the rules of the game for people working for wages.
So you also found out something in your reporting that there may be a possible retirement community coming to the NMSU golf course area. What can you share about that?
So there is a nonprofit organization called Aggie Development, and they work with the university. They lease some of the university's property, and they find, again, private-public synergies, partnerships. And at the last Board of Regents meeting, the head of Aggie Development said that they're talking to more than one potential developer. They've got some land right next to the NMSU golf course over by Interstate 25. They're building some infrastructure that hasn't been there before to make it ready for some sort of development. And they're talking to, for instance, a potential developer of retirement communities, maybe building a retirement community on that golf course. Nothing set in stone yet, but my report does have some details that were available about that.
So is there any concerns about building a retirement community so close to a university campus where there are a lot of events like football games, outdoor concerts, pep rallies, that possibly making an impact on, you know, the success of this development?
Well, this developer, which the head of Aggie Development didn't want to reveal who it was, but inadvertently in open session, or maybe advertently, I don't know, but in open session gave a clue that pointed us towards Trilogy Health Services. This is a major, this is what they do. They're based in Kentucky and they build retirement residential communities. And so they've made two on-site visits and paid a third visit. They've been doing market research and studies, and they seem to think that they have enough of a good property here that they've got engineers doing studies now to see if they can proceed.
Interesting. Just a reminder that KRWG Public Media is licensed to the Board of Regents at New Mexico State University. I want to move on and talk about Spirit Winds. You were there recently. Now, we don't have a lot of time, but it has a new look. What can you share?
Oh, yes. This is a business that's been very familiar in the community for decades, and the new owners have adapted the look much more muted, much more austere, less crowded and bright, and they're getting mixed results, but I liked it.
All right, Algernon, thanks a lot for updating us.
Ciao.